stolen blessing. As Isaac got older, he became blind and thought he was going to die soon. So he decided to give the family blessing to Esau. He said, go hunt for wild game and prepare it the way I like. After I eat, I'll give you the family blessing. Rebekah overheard this and told Jacob. She said, go get 2 young goats. I'll prepare them as a meal for your father and make it the way that will please him. You serve it to him and get the blessing. Jacob said, Esau is a hairy man, and I have smooth skin. If my father touches me, he'll know that I'm trying to trick him, and he'll give me a curse instead of a blessing. Rebekah said, let your curse be on me. Go and do as I've said. So Jacob went and got the 2 young goats and gave them to his mother. She gave him Esau's hunting clothes to put on. After she prepared the meal, she covered Jacob's arm with the goat skins, as well as the back of his neck. Jacob took the food to his father's tent. He said, Father. Isaac turned his blind eyes towards him. Yes, my son, who are you? I'm Esau. Please, sit up and eat so you can give me the blessing. I'm surprised that you're back so fast. Your God was with me and gave me success. Come close to me so I can make sure that you're really Esau. So Jacob stepped closer and Isaac reached out and touched his arm. It was hairy, just like Esau's arm. Isaac then reached around to the back of Jacob's neck. Once again, he found it was hairy. Son, I'm confused. Your voice sounds like Jacob, but your skin feels like Esau. Are you really Esau? Yes, Father. I'm Esau. Well, serve me the meal. Jacob served the food to his father. It tasted exactly the way Esau would have prepared it. Still, Isaac was not convinced. So he asked his son to come and give him a kiss. When Jacob leaned over to kiss his father, Isaac smelled the clothes his son was wearing. It had the smell of the outdoors. He said, oh, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field, blessed by God. May God give you of heaven's dew and earth's richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and people bow down to you. You'll be the master over your brothers. The sons of your mother will bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed. Soon after Jacob left the tent, Esau came in with meat he had prepared. Father, sit up and eat the meal I prepared for you. Then you can give me the blessing. Isaac looked up. Who are you? I'm Esau, your firstborn son. Please, sit up. Isaac began to tremble. Then who brought me a meal of wild game? I gave him the blessing. And indeed, the blessing is his. Esau was shocked. He shouted, bless me too, my father. Oh, your brother deceived me and took your blessing. I made him your lord. All of his relatives will serve him. I've given him everything. all of our grain and new wine. What else can I possibly give you?" As Esau left his father's tent, he said, "After my father dies, I'll kill Jacob." Rebekah heard this and rushed to tell Jacob, "You must leave. Go to my brother's house. I'll send for you once Esau gets over his anger. Go quickly. I don't want to lose both of you in one day." She then got Isaac's permission for Jacob's trip. Esau agreed that Jacob should go to Rebekah's country and find a wife.